When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same.
I'm fucking yeah, blank. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! try it now!
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick. And alongside me, I have two very funny people, not quite stand-up comedians, but they're very funny people nonetheless. First, we have the funniest homosexual that we all know and love very much, none other than Mr. J.P.
Welcome. God, that dude is a stud.
He is kind of,
He's so cool.
He's special.
Yeah, he is.
He is special. But also, we have the funniest member of my family and definitely the favorite, none other than Mr. Fred slash Clayton.
It's probably not hard to be the favorite in this family. I'm just saying.
It's a short story.
It's like you have really not, you're running out of options at this point. It's like he's kind of the favorite by default.
Right.
I just got my participation trophy last.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
There you go.
They gave it to him with a wink, like, here you go.
Here you go. Don't show Scotty.
Oh, shit. But yes, so Derek is doing baseball this week.
Thank God.
Right?
Oh, man. I feel refreshed.
I know. I'm happy this
I
episode.
I feel good about it. I mean, really, just good about life.
Yeah.
And Derek's not here to shit all over it. So I really kind of like that.
I mean, I'm going to miss the cynical kind of like jabs at me from time to time. But
don't worry, I'll fill in.
Thanks, man.
I can sure try.
Yeah, I was going to say, my brother
will be able to do that.
Probably, with some inside jokes attached to it. But we do have a great episode, as usual. I actually have a lot more things that are current events, not sports related, since both of you, I mean, you guys are kind of sports guys, but not really. So I went with Twitter.
I like water sports.
I figured you probably do. But that's,
we can talk about that.
I don't think so. I think, you know, we could not want to get canceled. So.
All right. Oh, yeah.
but no.
I mean, if we get canceled, we won't have to show up next week. There's that.
We're getting dangerously close.
But anyways, no, we got some Twitter news that I'm excited to go over, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. We've got overrated or underrated, or I'm very excited for a new segment, and it is called, Yeah, I'm That Guy,
yeah,
or
like
Fuck That Guy.
Fuck that guy.
I really like this. And then also we have questions and preguntas, as usual, a draft, and as always, we get to have a shitty situation to wrap up the show. But before we do that, I want to know what happened to you guys over the week. We call it our week recap, and we're going to start off with JP.
Really easy this week. Again,
I smoked pot,
bowled. Played some video games. I bowled.
Okay.
I bowled really good and then really shitty, so
yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't know why you're forcing my hand, but real cool, man.
Like, there has to be something that you do. I mean, like, what video games did you play?
Tetris.
Zelda.
I plead the fifth.
Oh.
They were all sports games. I don't play anything else.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were...
You would think that, you're right. You'd think I was just a big freaking, like, nerd, but no.
What's the sport game that you're on right now?
Is it Wii Bowling?
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, it's not Wii Bowling. PGA Tour 2023.
Are you fucking kidding me? You play golfing much shit as you give me?
I fucking dig the golf, baby.
Oh, what a bitch.
I got to go buy a new Xbox.
Need to get that one.
Because they just came out with a new one, the Masters.
Yeah.
But you can only get it on the Series S. So I've got to go buy a new Xbox, which is like $500, but that's okay.
But you paid off your car, so you...
Yeah, so now I'll be able to afford it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's just smart.
That
you
is
know
very
what?
Smart.
You pay off your car, don't fucking save money for something important. Go buy a new Xbox.
I'm just all positive today, man. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I'm
Yeah. There's a black cloud missing.
There's a void.
No joke. I thought you were really excited for Zelda too, weren't you? No, it wasn't you?
No.
Oh no, you're right.
Not since the first one.
Oh, the first one was the bomb.
Yeah, man.
That was bomb.com.
Now it's just, yeah.
Okay, all
it's
right.
It's too much.
Well, fine. Did you eat anywhere spectacular? Let's dive into
it. No, unfortunately, neither. Yeah, unfortunately, neither. I really didn't do shit this week. It was a real busy week at work with Mother's Day and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I was getting at.
I didn't really do a whole lot.
Childbirthing Day. Is that what we're going to call it now?
Yeah.
Is that okay? How was yours?
Good.
How's your mom?
Good. Real good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Went over, ate.
Okay.
Hung out.
Yeah. God, you're really fucking eating it today.
You are.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. I wish if I had more for you, man. I'm fucking giving you all I got, Captain.
Okay, fine.
I mean, yeah. I went and played freaking cards at a friend's on Friday night.
Did you win?
No. Matter of fact, I had to hit the ATM again. So that's not good. God damn it. And Derek wasn't there, though, so he didn't win any of my money. So really, it was really a victory.
Yeah, no kidding. As long as somebody else gets your money, just don't let Derek get your money.
No,
that's the whole goal.
He's got enough fucking money.
No shit. Wheel of Fortune money still.
Oh, that guy's still rolling in it.
He says that he's out of it.
I don't think Pat Sajak has much more than what he's got.
Absolutely.
To be honest,
I think you're probably true.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Sajak.
Yeah,
Derek.
That's right. Yeah, no shit.
Right there.
Well, it sucks because like our weekends kind of intertwined because my brother and me, we went on a trip.
Oh, damn.
Damn it.
Yeah.
When you said that your weekends intertwined, I got fucking kind of, I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I was like, wow. All right.
I got a lot. So, cool. I mean, you can tell your side of the weekend.
Scotty always has a lot to say, but he never does shit.
No, it's not. I don't.
But he likes to talk about like every fucking thing he does.
That's all he's got.
I got to fill time, dickhead.
No.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, unfortunately.
When you show up with smoked pot, bowled, and hung out with my mom, that's what I got.
We've been doing this for 5 minutes now, so I feel like I've done my part.
I'm carrying my weight.
Whether I did anything last week or not makes no fucking difference.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. All right, Fred, you tell your side.
Oh shit, man, it's been busy since I've been on.
No shit.
Been a few weeks. Hell, we've golfed what, 3-4 times together, us as couples.
Yeah.
The women are getting better than we are, so
yeah,
I'm gonna quit taking them.
Well, better than you.
Excuse me?
Yeah, better than you.
How many balls did you lose last weekend?
Hey, shut the fuck
there
up.
There you go.
That was a difficult
there
course.
You go.
It was a difficult course.
It was in the backyard.
That $1,200 didn't. That $1,200 driver didn't do shit for me this weekend.
Not this weekend, no.
No good.
No, so like Scotty said, we went back home to our hometown.
Yep.
Where in Alabama was this?
It's at the corner of fuck your cousin.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of bum fucking, you got a purdy mouth. That's where we were.
Good deal.
No, Western Kansas is where we're both from.
Yes, sir.
So Garden City, Kansas.
Garden City? You're from Garden City?
Yeah, born, not raised.
All right, see you later. See you. Hey, can we call Derek real quick?
No,
let's get Derek back in here. Surely he can make it.
No, I'll bring the rest of the podcast down.
Right on. I didn't know that.
Yeah, both of us.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you've done well for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering you came from Garden City.
Moved 200 miles away.
Yeah.
Man,
oh,
fuck.
Sure. I got some feedback in the mic. I think, check your phones. Yep, it's JP's.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
it.
Anyway, what do you remember about a couple of things? I left a lot of this stuff out, but because it was bigger than anything, it was actually your birthday.
Correct. Yes. Correct. My birthday was Friday, so now I'm almost old as fuck.
And almost.
I quit counting in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you turn 30?
40.
Oh, in 2 years, you're going to be 40?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah,
no grays or nothing, hardly.
Man.
That's pretty fucking impressive, man.
Yeah, I'm younger than he is. What a dick. I've got grays up here all over the place. It's bullshit.
That's what you get for being the favorite, man.
Yeah.
So we did that. My niece, our niece, sorry, graduated high school. Damn, I'm all fucked up. A year early.
Yeah.
So that was a big accomplishment. So I didn't want to overshadow her victory with my birthday. I get those a lot.
Being the favorite, you overpower everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens.
And then Mother's Day, and me and a good buddy from back home, we always celebrate our birthdays together with a crawfish boil.
Yeah, dude.
So we had that this weekend, and shit, this is our fifth year.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to buy a bigger crawfish pot.
No shit.
We already have a big one. It's like a 30-gallon, and...
It was 25 people there, 12 kids.
Yep.
There was a shitload of kids.
Yep.
Which obviously makes me very uncomfortable because I don't like kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yep. So. 2 years ago, there were no kids.
I know.
there were one kid. Yeah.
That was like the maximum age of these kids was like two.
Oh, yeah.
So they were all they were over everywhere. The place.
Yeah.
But they were awesome. They were real good this weekend.
Yeah, they were.
And Mother's Day, you know, and we had all kinds of family from out of town and just had a great time.
Yeah.
Great time. We... Able to take off Friday with the family.
Yeah.
Five of us went out golfing.
Yeah.
At our hometown course.
Yeah, that was the big thing.
Where we learned to play.
Southwind Country Club in Garden City, Kansas is where we went. And I got to say, bro, I was fucking impressed.
It's a gorgeous course.
It's not only gorgeous, it was gorgeous back then, but I was kind of thinking that, you know, maybe things just kind of decay over time. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Well, you know, we used to be members out there, my fiance and I, and it's under new ownership, and they've put a lot of money back into it.
Right.
As you can tell. The driving range and the, what do they call those?
The clubhouse and the bar, the restaurant. Everything looked fucking gorgeous. But yeah, it was freaking nice. The course conditions, especially for being, I mean, I know it's like the beginning of the summer, but... We complain all the time, especially in Kansas, especially how dry it's been over the last couple of weeks and stuff up until like fucking yesterday. But it was everywhere you would go, the fairway would just be dirt. It'd be like hitting off a fucking dirt. And so it wasn't that fun, but it was fucking lush, green, rough was thick. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. They take care of it.
Yeah. So you had the crawfish. The other thing I was going to say about the crawfish was the pot that you guys had. You guys bought 25 pounds of crawfish.
Correct.
Plus crab legs.
Plus probably 20 pounds of crab legs. Yeah,
and...
sausage, mussels.
Oh, fuck. I've had another crawfish boil before, and I got to say, I am not the biggest crawfish fan.
That's fine.
I still had... I partook. I was mashing on crab legs for the majority part of it, right? And those were delicious. But I've also been to an actual Cajun Louisiana people kind of a crawfish boil here in town. And don't tell them, but that was better.
Boom.
Yeah, that was fucking
impressive. Oh, no, no. Biscotti.
Yeah, Cajuns were not as good as this.
Oh, man.
There you go.
So very nice.
That's fucking high praise.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so we did go golfing, which was awesome, but there's one thing that you need to, especially for people like me, that you need to remember when you go out and it's overcast, and that is put on fucking sunscreen. I got burnt on the top of my arms, and it's kind of gone away right now. I've aloe vera the shit out of my arms, but lobstered.
You were as red as your hat.
Mm-hmm.
Your arms
were
I have to be really careful because whenever I play with my dick hanging out.
That's correct.
So. It can see the sun though?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I figured your belly.
It makes it more sensitive, right? I mean, there's like a level of pleasure and pain that you kind of have to go with.
I just do like a 50-50 deal.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, so shaft is white as hell, but the tip is red. Yep. Oh, got it. Yep. Okay. It's like a candy cane of cock.
Yeah, photographs better that way.
Okay. It's like a candy cane of cock is what it is, right?
Merry Christmas.
Got the curve and all. Huh?
Yeah, that's right. We did that. Got Mother's Day out of the way. That was cool. I got to go to, we came back and I hung out with my mom. So I got to spend Mother's Day with her. That was great. But on the way back, here in Kansas, it was raining like motherfucker, all day, Sunday. And so our whole trip home was riding through the rain. It was really shitty. But, the best part was we were ended up going over to my mom's house, and on the way on the highway, when it was downpouring rain, is a lone motherfucker on a motorcycle driving through that shit.
Whoops.
I'm like, dog,
nice.
What are you doing? And it's not like it was a secret that, maybe we'll get some rain.
No, all day.
All fucking day.
Yep.
This dude is in chaps and all kinds of shit with like the
face covering and everything like that on. So I give that dude mad props. I wanted to go past him just in case he laid that motherfucker over.
Oh yeah.
Didn't want to be behind that. I've been that guy. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I took my Harley up to Kansas City years ago. Got stuck in a rainstorm in like Emporia or some shit.
Yeah.
The rain just hurts.
Even
going 40.
I'm sure, yeah. So you don't have to be going very fast.
I was under a gas station for like an hour just sitting there.
Believe it. And the other thing is he didn't even have a helmet on. He had like sunglasses, sunglasses and nothing. So he was getting hit with every single little bit of it.
Same.
And he also, you know what he didn't have? He also didn't have a windscreen.
Yep.
So he was just getting hit. Harley was freaking Hannibal. Just getting, taking every bit.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing, whenever we have rain, one of my dogs has severe anxiety when it comes to storms or fireworks. It sucks when it's going to be a thunderstorm
or a loud clap or anything.
Boom. Yeah. Shit. He is a wuss. So, and my parents are watching him. My mom was watching him and, she has instructions whenever we know it's going to rain to make sure that you give him some trazodone, which is basically doggy Prozac. And we get over there and it's storming, kind of. You can hear thunder in the background. That dog is laying on a bed awake, but his eyes were fucking shut.
Oh yeah,
dude was high as giraffe pussy. I mean, dude was having a feeling good time, baby.
He's feeling good.
And I was like, good God, good going, like mom.
That's the perfect dog for me.
Oh yeah, just give him trazodone daily. It's fucking magical. It was a really good time. I got to obviously hang out with family. That's always fun, especially when I can involve my brother and stuff. We have a fucking great time.
Great time.
Didn't play very well, but get the golf thing. But God, it was great to play.
Front nine was good.
I didn't.
Back nine, the wind came up, and
yeah, it was a little windy. But yeah, it was still a lot of fun. I had an absolute blast, and so yeah. Anything else you guys wanted to talk about, especially over this last weekend? You guys are fucking worthless. At least Derek can pull something out of his... No, I'm just kidding. I'd much rather have you two here.
I was like, man, I'll leave.
No, you don't. Like,
we can cut this real short.
This will be a real, real quick episode.
Honestly, with the shit that I have coming up, it's going to be a while. So we may have a little bit longer episode as usual. But before we get to that, I want to give a shout out, as we try to do every single time, and talk about BattlecornCarePackages.com. But instead of me doing it, I wanted to introduce you guys to Curtis with BattlecornCarePackages.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Curtis, and my family and I run Battlecorn Care Packages, a nonprofit organization that sends care packages to children battling cancer. In 2021, we began this organization when our daughter, JC, was diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer. Today, we run it in her honor. In addition to that, we also host events throughout the year to raise money and awareness for pediatric cancer research. On August 26th in Appleton, Wisconsin, we will be hosting our second annual Gold Time Masquerade, where we will be donating 100% of the proceeds to the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation with a goal of $25,000. All of the information, including donor, sponsorship, and ticket sales, can be found on our website at BattlecornCarePackages.com. Thank you, and we hope to see you there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, do us a favor and go check out BattlecornCarePackages.com. Curtis is an excellent person. We love what he's doing at his nonprofit organization. Hope that he gets to his goal, $25,000. Anybody that you know that could help spread the word to them, we would really like for him to hit his goal. Thank you very much, Curtis, and BattlecornCarePackages.com. Okay, Twitter news, baby. Okay, we do have a little bit of sports to go over.
Oh. Yeah.
Because there's really one thing. I don't want to go over statistics in baseball and all this other shit because it's just baseball right now. But the Cardinals did sweep the Red Sox, so I have some positivity in my absolutely shitty team. But the NBA playoffs are obviously going on right now, and as of today, when we are recording this, we know that the Lakers have moved on, and I believe, who do they play? Is it the Nuggets this? Yeah, it's the Nuggets this time because Miami plays the Boston Celtics.
Correct.
So, come on, Nuggets.
Yeah.
Let's do it, please.
Yeah, of course.
Would you eat those?
Nuggets?
Come on, Nuggets?
Yeah. If it was mine.
You would eat your own come on Nuggets?
Yeah. Have you ever played the game Limp Nugget?
I don't know if I want to be here anymore.
I don't know.
I'm also feeling a bit uncomfortable, which is weird for me.
Absolutely,
I'm not used to that.
Oh, no.
But no, I'm going to take the Derek stance on this political, on this whole particular NBA playoff.
You think it's rigged? You think it's rigged? The NBA is rigged. God damn it.
If the Lakers make it to the NBA finals against the Boston Celtics, this bitch is rigged.
I don't know.
I think the free throws for the Lakers and the Golden State Warriors was like 68 to 126. For the whole series. So, yeah, it's fucking rigged. Quit calling fouls. Let them play, bitches. But, yeah, that's the only sports news I got.
Okay.
I did miss something several weeks ago. Several weeks ago.
Well, then, by God, let's go back and talk about it. Because, God forbid, we just miss it.
It needs to be talked about.
It has to be talked about.
So we have another person that comes on this podcast whose name is Mike. Mike is also another stand-up comedian. He made a joke or a reference to something that I laughed at, but I didn't really understand at the moment because I never really saw the video. And then the videos just started coming through my Twitter like fucking waterfall. And it turns out, did you see the Dalai Lama got a kid to suck on his tongue?
Yeah, man. That's old news, bro.
Wow. I missed that.
I totally did. And then Mike.
You should have seen what he got me to suck on. But I feel at peace now.
I'm glad you do.
I am one.
You would think that somebody around him would have been like, yo, Dalai Lama.
Maybe not.
Like, not now. Cameras, no, motherfucker.
He liked it, dude.
Oh, yeah, he did. He told the kid to do it. Like, what? Is that a specific kind of ritual that we just don't know about? I'm not Buddhist. So I have no idea. Maybe that's normal there.
I don't know, man. Is that a thing?
Epstein Island? I got no idea. Check the records.
I don't even think they were doing anything that crazy.
No. That was a no tongue.
Yeah, there was a no tongue sucking rule on Epstein Island.
Poor kid. I hope nothing bad happened to you.
Well, he fucking... He's blessed for all eternity now.
Oh, yeah. He's got Dalai Lama saliva in his mouth.
Oh, man.
This is a 70-year-old man. I don't know. But I wanted to refer to that just so everybody cleared up that joke.
Thank God we brought that up. That was worth it.
Oh, man.
Thank God. Because people were probably wondering, why didn't they talk about the Dalai Lama?
My Twitter is fucked up right now. It just whatever came down.
Okay.
Anyways, I did see this. This is actually fairly new. Somebody tried to sell their contacts online, and they tried to sell them as the contacts that saw Taylor Swift's new tour for $10,000.
Well, how close were they?
I don't know. I have no idea. But they didn't say that. They didn't specify that in the description. It was just the simple fact that those contacts saw Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think they sold them?
I hope so.
That's the sad thing about humans now.
That's the sad thing.
That dude, that's brilliant.
Yeah. If that works,
oh, I have some things to sell.
See, this is the point of where I'm thinking... People are so fucking stupid that somebody...
You know who bought them?
The guy?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift did?
Yeah.
She's dumb too.
She wanted to know what it would look like through her fans' eyes.
I hope they did. I really, really hope that guy sold them. And then I want that person to be blown up on social media so we can all call them a fucking dumbass. So that's...
All right. So that's something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to.
Here in about 3 weeks when nobody fucking cares about it anymore. We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it again.
That's what we do.
Next one. Vin Diesel confirms that Fast X is the first film in a new trilogy for Fast and Furious.
Dude.
That guy needs to give a fuck up.
Dude. That franchise should have hit a tree a long time ago.
It's fucking dead.
You can kill Paul Walker, but you can't kill Fast and Furious. You can't
kill the franchise, baby.
Jesus Christ.
My God. I guess. I mean, as long as they're making money, why the fuck would you stop making them at this point?
That's kind of where I was going. It was just like, I mean, I guess if they keep on making money.
I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, but who the fuck is watching it to make that much money?
Derek. People like Derek.
People like Derek.
But that's when we kind of tie this to the selling your contacts that saw Taylor Swift's fucking concert.
Correct.
It's those people that would buy the contacts.
I would I would buy the contacts before I watch another fucking Fast and Furious movie. I can tell you that.
Yes, I second that notion.
I'm fucking killing it tonight, huh, boys?
You are.
Oh my god, I am fucking good. Whoa, I'm on fire.
What? Too bad you can't bowl worth a shit.
Oh, I'm good bowler.
But
you know what some guy told me the other day?
What did he tell you?
I told him I was going bowling. He's like, "You bowl a lot, huh?" And I said, "Yeah." And this is a really hot guy that works at Quick Trip.
Mm.
And he goes,
"Gay or straight?" Can't tell.
Can't.
He said he's got a girlfriend. He's straight.
So straight.
He's straight, which is why I'm probably attracted to him.
Oh, makes sense.
Makes I don't like gay people. It's so fucked, man. I hate it. I just don't.
One of my best friends is the same.
Yeah. So I was like,
is it the challenge?
I was like, I'm going bowling. He's like, are you good? You must be really good. I said, yeah, man. I said, I really am. I said, I'm actually a pretty good bowler. And he goes, well, I heard you were either good at bowling or good at giving head. And I was like,
he was trying to feel it out.
So I said, well, I'm okay at bowling. And then winked at him and left, and I haven't seen him since.
It's time to go back.
No, yeah. He's been there, but every time I go in, he's not around. Hiding in the cooler or something. But
I wouldn't have even done that. I'd have cut straight to the chase. It'd have been just like, well, I'm gay. So, yeah.
I think he pretty much knows I'm gay, though, because my best friend manages that store. One of my best friends does. So
okay.
I think he knows I'm gay.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Plus,
then that
I
makes
skip
sense.
In and out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Every time.
Wearing heels?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes okay. Heels.
Not the rain.
Wedge. Not the easiest to skip in the rain.
Oh, God.
Right.
Okay. That makes sense. But yeah, no, it's kind of funny because even listeners still to this day think that's an ongoing bit that we just overplay.
Right. That I'm not really gay. Not really.
Yeah.
And I've told them all.
Oh,
I will suck your dick to prove it. But nobody hits me up.
Call 555.
Yeah, 555.
That's right. Anyways, okay, so yeah, we'll move on from that. Mm. Fuck you, Vin Diesel. Yeah, stop it.
Please.
Yes.
Well, actually, one last thing on that. Do you think it's kind of like, I hate to like compare these two things, but like John Wick.
Oh, the John Wick movies are dope.
Okay, so maybe not.
There's
John.
Only three
no, no, no,
of them,
no,
right?
No. Kidnapped.
Four.
Kidnapped.
Four
is,
now.
Kidnapped is what I'm thinking. Isn't that with
Taken?
Taken. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Is like, there more than one of those?
Yeah, there's three of them.
How many times? How many times this times motherfucker got to be taken before you fucking get some extra security?
Shit.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Yeah.
So it's like, how many fucking times?
I've never seen any
now
of those.
Now it's like, okay, Fast and the Furious. Now we have 10 of these movies, and you're making fucking two more.
Taken 17. This time it's the cat.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me back my cat, you son of a bitch.
Which is John Wick.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, they merged the two.
That's yeah. Right.
And then Vin Diesel comes flying in and is fucking. He's the one that has the cat.
Yeah, and a fucking skyline that has Nos in the back.
I think we need to write that movie.
We've got some good ideas on this show.
I think so.
Okay, next one. I thought this was fucking hilarious. There was a woman that tweeted out, and she, and I quote, says this. She says, I went out in a tight shirt with no bra and caught men looking at my boobs, and I was disgusted.
Well, she
what
should be.
What the fuck did you think was gonna happen?
Maybe she thought that you were gonna be decent people and not fucking stare at her tits.
Have
you know?
Been I mean, around the past 50 years?
No shit. Okay, there is a reason. We are attracted to boobs. It's just you want to.
I even like boobs.
Everybody likes boobs.
Yeah, right.
They're great.
I wish I had a set.
I'm sure you do. You can buy them.
Yeah, I know. Not the same.
Okay, all right. If they're your own, it's probably
right,
weird,
it's
right?
Better. No,
but no. What do you fucking think's gonna happen when you go out topless? Like everybody's talking about this, like free the nipple.
And you know,
thing.
It was a white shirt, and she was like spraying herself.
Oh yeah,
100%. It's
nipples poking.
I hate all this attention. Y'all are disgusting.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
You attention-grubbing whore. You knew exactly
you know
what
who you
were doing.
You know who you don't see complaining about stuff like that?
Who?
Like really old, overweight women with no bras on that their titties basically hang out of their shirts.
Shirt.
They don't give a fuck if you...
100%.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
The girls, Miss Prissy with the nice titties that you really want to look at, of course that's what's going to happen.
Oh, man. I can't remember what they're calling this person, but it's... I made a joke about her and called her Jabba the Hutt, but there is this severely overweight person that is now like making huge leaps and bounds of popularity in Twitter and all of the other social media. And she is probably 350, 400 pounds, but going out to clubs and trying to.
I believe her name is Lizzo.
No.
Oh, shit.
I think is who you're referring to.
Twin sister of Lizzo.
Yeah.
But I think they call her Golgoth the Destroyer or some shit like that.
Golgoth the Destroyer, which is fucking phenomenal. Whoever came up with that.
Go fucking follow that.
Very right. Good. Very nice. Yes. Oh, I like that.
She was bitching in the back of an Uber because she knows that she's a 10, and but all of the guys just can't see it, and like fake crying and being all this shit. I'm just like,
it's fucking Shallow Hal.
What yeah, the right. Fuck?
She's trying to pull a Shallow Hal.
Right up.
God, she doesn't. It's like she's pulling cheeseburgers from stuffing her brocks. She doesn't even have tits. It's just so fucking bad.
That's awesome.
Oh no, it's terrible. Well, moving on. Speaking of the next one, is I saw this as well. Overweight people are upset with being charged for two seats on airplanes. Also, not having amenities for overweight people at hotels or other public places. What do you think about that?
What amenities?
Like, you know, like
the bathtub's fucking, not big enough.
Yeah.
Use the fucking pool, fat ass. That's why we fucking got
that's
it there.
Why it's there.
That's right. No, like even toilet seats. Toilet seats apparently are
toilet
too small.
Toilet seats. Oh, yeah. You would think that as a maid, you would be pushing for the bigger toilet seats. You know what I mean? Like, okay, that's funny because, oh man, I see you're gonna get me and you get me talking about oh, stuff shit. Like this and go. I'm gonna get canceled.
Let's go. I'm all
there
for
is
it.
Somebody that I know that I've always wondered how like how does the toilet just not disappear? Like for sure it's getting on the sides
shit.
You know, and not even on the I'm talking about the outsides.
I know
it's getting on there. There's no way around it.
It's 100%. It has to.
Yeah,
because
I mean
obviously you're not gonna like get it sucked up directly.
I've had a lot of things inside of me but never a toilet. I've been not yet. If I keep eating those QT hot dogs, I may get there.
No.
But yeah, man, I always wondered with this one person. I'm like, dude, I just want to see how that works.
And I think we're all guilty of it. And I don't know if this is one of those things that we all do, but I'm not gonna lie. Whenever I go to sit on the toilet, don't you spread your cheeks apart?
100%.
Okay, all right. I'm just
100%.
Mine just spread on their own.
Makes sense. I get it.
Makes sense. But no, I really do. I think that you've got these people that are sitting there bitching and complaining because of a situation that they put themselves in.
Not always, man. Some people have a thyroid problem.
That is the biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh, I have a thyroid problem.
Yeah,
okay,
man.
Well then eat right and exercise, you fat cunt. I am so sick and tired of people doing this. This is very frustrating for me. And then have the audacity to bitch about it whenever they're buying. I mean, listen, you are in this particular situation because of either your choices or whatever. Don't make it our problem. That's your problem and just deal with it.
Yeah, you fat asses.
Exactly. I mean, Lizzo can buy whole fucking first class seat all for her fat self.
She is. She honestly... All bullshit aside, she's one of the coolest people I've ever fucking liked.
I know.
She does a lot of cool shit.
She really does. She really does. I give her props for that. Man. But when
did
she starts
did you
saying
see she's got a show now?
Oh, for the
great.
Love of God.
Yeah.
Great. More it's, stupid people.
Is she on Fast and Furious 11?
No, no, no. It's her own show. It's like all about fat people, like fat girl fucking
acceptance?
Power, dude.
Oh yeah, and celebrating obesity
and
shit.
Right. They're all in spandex and dancing around, and I don't think it'd probably smell very good on the set.
No.
No,
I'm just guessing. She's got a show coming out.
Listen, okay, all jokes aside,
I think it's on Amazon.
I do really feel bad for a lot of these people. I really do. I'm all jokes aside, I really do feel bad for them, but you really
it seems like no.
I am not going to celebrate this particular part of yourself. I wish you the best of luck to try and make it better. Don't make it my problem.
I got a fat cock. Does that count? You want to celebrate that, Scotty?
Yeah, quit shoving fucking sausages in your face and start putting them in your ass. That's kind of the way I'm thinking these things.
You will lose weight in a with a quickness.
Ask JP for tips.
Uh-huh.
Different kind of tips, other tips. Anyways,
sausage
and,
tips.
I want to close on this one because I want to actually see what you guys think about this.
So Netflix's Queen Cleopatra documentary appears to have the worst audience scores in TV history per Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, because they don't have any testimonials.
What do you mean?
There's nobody to fucking... there's nobody to be like, Scottish. Yep, that happened.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Oh, they're all dead?
Yeah.
I don't know. Even Flat Earthers documentaries have higher shit than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of making shit up, they just came out with the people that did Planet Earth.
Oh, yeah?
They started doing a Jurassic themed one. Like, what?
I
how,
saw that. Yeah. Yeah, it's same actually, guys.
I'm like... I mean, it's pretty good, but...
How the fuck do you
fuck
know?
You. Yeah. Yeah,
fuck you! There's dinosaurs the little, out there making a...
The children a swim across the river with the mother. Who fucking says? Yeah, says you.
Making shit
yeah,
up.
They're just making shit up, which I fucking love.
Okay, I'm glad we're getting on this road. I'm starting to get really excited.
So, okay, let's stop.
No, because there's like a group of people that think like dinosaurs are fake. There's a bunch
birds
of people.
Birds aren't fake.
Birds
aren't real.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of
people. That's true.
Are you fucking kidding me
they
right now?
They killed all the birds and now they're all
spy cameras. Yep,
absolutely,
it.
Every last one of them.
Okay.
Birds aren't real.
What more do you really believe in? How about dragons? Where are dragons at?
Dragons are right below unicorns.
Okay. All right. I'll bite.
Dragons could have been a thing like at one point. I believe that.
So I have a fun question to ask you.
Yeah.
I don't believe any of this shit. I'm saying this right out of the gate because funny people are going to think I'm stupid. But what if the Tyrannosaurus Rex's arms are so short because he actually had wings that actually break down and that's why we don't find wings? They're hollowed.
How long? How have you been doing this show? Waiting for the exact right moment to try and pretend like I'm fucking smart. How long?
Huh?
Oh, man.
I don't believe any of this.
That could be. Yeah, you must. I think you believe it. I don't think you come up with a theory like that just out of the blue. I think you've been working on this one for a while.
My Twitter is so fucked up. It's
that's
like,
awesome.
And I get these kind of things.
That could be a thing, man.
And conspiracy theories kind of fall one
evolution.
After another. Yeah. Yeah, evolution and stuff.
Yeah, man.
Right.
Dragons had to go, and dinosaurs are dragons.
True.
Now, crocodiles are basically dragons.
Those are fucking
dinosaurs.
Those are dinosaurs, dog.
Yeah.
100% those are dinosaurs. Yeah. But do you honestly, this is real. Do you honestly think, this is real.
Hold your popcorn, folks.
Do you think there is a very large, undiscovered, like, sea monster that we haven't discovered yet?
I think you can't say there's not because we have, dude, okay, so in just for perspective, we've discovered and
be careful with what you say because I think I know where you're going and it's totally a false statement.
We've looked at a certain percentage of space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've mapped it. We've found planets. We found solar systems. We found whatever. We haven't even touched the ocean. Percentage wise, we only know about 20-30% of what's in our oceans, and we haven't even been to some of the places in our oceans.
We haven't been to anything past the moon either, so be careful with
but,
I know
well,
a lot
we
of
but we have but we can the cameras have and we
sure,
can see that
I understand but I just be careful because whenever somebody says we've experienced more of the galaxies than we have of our
true.
Own ocean for fuck's sake
that's true
I don't think experience is the right word but
yeah
it's like we know more about outer space than what we know about our actual oceans that's a very popular statement it's bullshit we have the ability to discover certain things in our oceans they decide not to fund that and decide to fund other shit which I understand
so we should have an ocean force.
We totally
instead
should.
Instead of a Space Force.
I
think it's called the Navy.
But the main reason
no wonder we haven't discovered very much.
Right.
Maybe. Have you ever met anybody in the Navy? They are not the brightest fucking people. Look, I mean, they fucking give great head, but they are not the brightest guys.
Oh, come on. Some of the Navy guys are okay.
Mm.
I said some. But anyways, no, I this is a fun joke because I'm so terrified of being in the ocean that I like
me
not
too,
knowing.
Bro.
I like not knowing.
I don't like I don't swim and shit like that. Mm-mm. Anyway.
Mm-mm.
But Fuck all the fuck the ocean.
I'm there.
Fuck
I'm
that, there. Dude.
I'm going for
no
my scuba
way.
Diving. I'm swimming with sharks.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
yeah.
Thank you.
That's coming up in my
I
life.
I would be terrified.
You can fuck off so fast.
Yeah, man.
I
will do almost anything before I just get dropped out in the ocean.
I get made fun of by a whole bunch of Aussies that live. I mean, they're from Australia, and so they're around the ocean all the time, and they see sharks, and they're just like, "Oh, nah, mate, it's just a fucking shark." And I'm like, "You kiss my fucking ass."
How do they do it?
What?
How do they do it again?
I say, quit being a cunt.
That they use cunt.
That is their favorite word. I love it. But yeah, anyways. Well, that's all of the fun news that I have.
Good deal.
Tune in next week for more sports shit, because maybe the sports guys will be back on. But anyways, now we get to move on to overrated or underrated. Now we get to have fun. Aren't you excited?
Yeah, I read through them, so let's just go.
Okay, first one. Overrated or underrated, a buffet of only pizza bagels.
Depends.
That's a diet.
If they're the frozen ones, like the fucking...
Tostinos?
Yeah, fuck that.
Okay.
But if you're making your own pizza bagels,
yeah
I'm in.
Okay.
They're way better.
Okay.
The frozen ones are fucking... If you don't eat them all right away, then they start getting hard after they sit for a minute.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, they're not that great.
Well, don't be a bitch and shove them in your face. You shove everything else in your face.
Yeah, but like if I'm going to eat fucking pizza bagels, dude, I'm not eating a fucking six-pack of them. I'm fucking eating like a fucking bag.
Okay, so then you do you basically prepare your evening. You do the first six, eat six, but when you take them off, put another six on.
No,
you just keep that fucking cycle going.
That's work.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Too much work.
Yeah.
And me, overrated because fuck pizza bagels.
Yeah, okay. Well, you're sitting here fucking defending pizza bagels, you asshole.
Fuck pizza bagels.
Yeah.
Absolutely
I say overrated.
Not. Bagels are for shitheads. If you get like the not bagels ones, okay, I'm in. But the pizza.
Just pizza. you're talking about pizza.
Yeah. Pepperoni.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me that. I don't want bagels. How about you, Fred?
I say depends, but completely opposite. Depends on the flavors.
Okay.
You know, I don't give a shit if they're frozen or whatever, but if it's just the fucking triple meat.
Yeah.
Nah, I want something else. You know?
Really?
It's a buffet.
Okay.
You said a buffet.
So you
want to have all the fucking flavors.
Yeah, you can all the flavors.
Yeah, so you can have them all.
Once a year, shit my brains out.
Yeah.
Call it good.
That's
good
true. Deal. It's definitely a cleanser. You should try it.
I have a move called the pizza bagel.
Oh my god, I don't want
to. We're gonna need you to write that up and propose it to us.
Okay. You got it.
Oh, that's bad. Okay. Next one. Overrated or underrated? Hungover morning sex on a waterbed.
As long as it's just soaking, I think that's cool. But anything more than a soak on that deal is not cool.
Soaking on a waterbed?
Yeah, that's cool.
We're talking about the like Amish soaking, right?
Like from
jury duty.
Right, from jury duty.
Okay.
Yeah, I think soaking would be cool.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've been on a waterbed.
Yeah, I was going to say, first red flag, they have a waterbed. Yeah. Maybe don't be there.
You know, the only ones I'm thinking about are the ones from the mid-90s. Not the ones with the mattress over it to where it's kind of like a regular bed. No, I'm talking about the ones. It's the straight
just the bladder. No baffles, just bladder.
It's fucking sober on a bladder is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. There's no bounce to it. So that's going to be overrated no matter what the situation is for me. Fred?
Fucking any hungover sex overrated. Kiss my ass first thing the hungover morning. I want pizza bagels.
Yeah. I want pizza bagels. That's it. I want a whole buffet of them, too. Don't be holding out on me just with one flavor.
Just imagine getting like fucking, if you're one of those people who get seasick and all of a sudden those pizza bagels starts coming up and you end up throwing up all over somebody while having sex on a waterbed.
People might like that.
And those 90s bladders have a way of getting food and other shit stuck in the corners and stuff. By the way, you never get that shit out. So, anyways, all right, next one. Overrated or underrated, putting googly eyes on your dick. I got to say
I usually
clear.
Just draw mine in with marker. Right. I never thought about using the googly eyes. But that's great.
I didn't ever draw eyes. I drew elephant ears.
Yeah, that works, too. I know a guy that has that tattoo.
Does he?
Yeah. That's the God's awesome. Honest tree really has tattoo of elephant ears.
I really honestly think that this is a $1 million business idea. I really do.
Googly eyes for your dick?
Kind of. You know how they have like different kind of ears for Halloween costumes for dogs, like labs and shit like that?
Or the little arms for the chickens?
Yes.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Okay. Okay, I think this would be an awesome
dick arms.
Idea. Yeah, dick arms or like dick ears or some shit like that, and just make a
dick
whole
ears.
Bunch of
dick ears. Dick ears.
Dick
ears. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. But
I'm going with it. I'm trying to figure out what it's like because it's.
I mean, I won't not wear them.
Costumes.
Yeah,
I won't not wear them.
It's like cock costumes.
I'll be the spokesperson.
That's what we'll call them: is cock costumes. Because yeah. I think that's
or
a great
dick
idea.
Wear.
Right.
Costumes.
Yeah. Costumes. Yeah. Because then you put the googly eyes on the head
Dude,
of the dick.
Stop talking.
What?
People are going to steal our idea.
Sorry. Pretty much.
We're screwed
we're
now.
They're cut that shit out.
Yeah.
We need to cut this costume idea out.
That's true. Andrew Santino and Bobby Lee are like, stole that shit.
Yeah.
But at least you heard it here first, okay?
That's
at least
right.
Give us some credit.
There you
maybe
go.
Some royalties or something like that. But yeah, underrated as hell. How about you, Fred?
Yeah, I've got to try something new now.
Yeah.
You know, and.
I think it'd be fun.
Do you have to
dress
shave
it up.
First? Like,
it depends.
So they stick on?
It depends on the event that you're going to.
It's 3M tape, too, so they won't fall off.
Can we make
off.
Them with angry eyebrows and shit?
Yes!
Like. It's like the command hooks. When you're done with it, you just pull the strip and it pops right off?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that's perfect.
I'm
and
cool.
I think,
I'm in.
And if it's almost like a
Can I have wigs?
What?
Wigs.
Oh, fuck you.
Do they have, little, they have like those. A little clown wig.
That's what I'm talking Merkin. About. It's like
red
nose. It's the
called
same.
Merkins.
They're called Merkins. I know, yeah. Yeah.
No, but it's like you're totally cutting off the Merkin.
For a long time, I didn't know the difference between a gherkin and a Merkin.
I don't know. What's a gherkin? Is it a girl version?
A pickle.
A pickle.
A what?
A pickle.
Oh.
On a
small pickle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like the little charcuterie board.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's actually something you eat and not a sexual term.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, you can eat a Merkin. You can eat a Merkin if you want to.
Sure, eat a fucking Merkin.
You're
going
to need a fucking tall glass of water to wash it down.
It's an 80-year-old's pubes that she's cutting off for money. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Okay, but I think we all said underrated for googly eyes on your dick.
Yeah, there now.
Okay. Next one, overrated or underrated, hooking up with someone who is 10 years older than you.
I never.
Underrated?
I don't think.
Never? That's right.
One time.
That's right. You went 10 years younger.
Sorry. Yeah. God,
damn it.
Yeah, I like younger guys.
Good thing you said guys.
Yeah.
Never know.
And not kids. I'm just
no,
fucking.
No.
I'm just fucking.
No, they
mama.
Have to. No, they have to be at least 18.
Fuck.
I mean.
That's the most awkward question.
Or within a couple weeks. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm going to be 18. Nobody will find out for a couple weeks. We're good.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That's got to be the most awkward question in the world. It's like Jesus Christ, JP, your cousin's very, very attractive. And so, is she 18? Like, that question right there is that loaded right
you
hook
think,
that's
yeah.
coming right behind it.
Wait, you think that's awkward? Hi, how do you? Yeah, I'm JP.
Yeah.
How old is your son? That's way more awkward.
No, it's like.
So how old is your kid?
No, it's a good looking kid.
Good looking kid. How old is he?
Is he 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
and,
one.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Actually,
right.
He just turned 18 yesterday.
I'll be right
Cha-ching.
Back.
Cha-ching.
That's my so fucking God. Terrible. No, but.
My guy.
10 years older, would you want to be with somebody 10
sure.
years older? You're okay with that?
Sure. I've been with older guys, too.
Okay.
There's a lot of guys that are 10 years older than me that look fucking way better than me. Okay, not a lot. Maybe a couple, but.
Like 10%.
Yeah.
Okay. That's,
but yeah, I mean.
Yeah. You're
sure.
a good looking guy.
For me, it's a feel thing anyway. I got to feel it. I mean, just because you're pretty or you got a big dick doesn't mean I'm going to suck it.
That's
it doesn't
true.
Mean I'm not going to.
But
I got to feel it, you know?
Yeah, thank
There's
you.
Got to be something there.
Yeah, thank you to whoever decided to send us a dick pic on Instagram, by the way. That
somebody did?
Oh, for sure.
I've been asking for those, and you didn't share it with me?
I'll send it to you later.
Please.
It's not real.
I've been begging for these guys.
It's not. No, don't.
Begging.
No.
Please send us your dick pics on Instagram, for God's sakes. Yeah, bonus for googly eyes.
That will be
yes.
the logo for
yes,
our
please.
costumes.
Please send us dick pics with googly eyes on them. I beg of you. L-O-T. L-O-T.
Just tag JP. I'm going to put you as a whatever you want.
And tag me in it. That's fine.
That's fine.
As long as Scotty's got to see him first. That's fine.
I don't want any of them.
That's perfect.
No, because they're not even real. They're always pulled from the internet.
Well, not if they got googly eyes on them.
That's how we know.
That's how we know.
Oh, my God. This is going to be weird.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to say.
What color was it?
White guy.
No, never mind.
Okay.
You've seen one, you've seen them all.
That's true. See one every day for myself. Anyways, I'm going to say this is actually underrated, especially if this is a coming of age kind of a tale. Yeah, that's cool. And that's totally, totally underrated. But the ones who I really want to point out that I want to punch in the fucking face are the kids that are going to school and fuck their teachers. Shut the fuck up. Don't tell anybody.
You're just jealous.
No, yeah, I'm jealous. Right. Absolutely. Yeah.
I love how they're like, for shame on that teacher. And the kid's like, yeah, baby. The kid's like fucking famous. Like the kid will, he's got high school. His whole high school career is made.
It's made. And the other thing is you're kind of stupid for being the hot teacher for doing that because you're just like, yeah, don't tell anybody. This is a high school kid who just fucked his teacher.
Right.
They're going to tell
They're telling everybody.
They just hit the peak of popularity in high school.
There's,
don't fucking do it.
They're posting it on Instagram.
Absolutely. Maybe snapping some secret pics.
Oh, yeah.
So underrated for me. Fred?
Okay. It's fucking underrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. All of us. All right. And last one. Overrated or underrated? Rosie O'Donnell's phone sex line.
It's just her fucking shoveling burgers and donuts. And
yeah. What are you wearing right now?
Yeah, yeah. Very overrated.
I don't know. I think it could kind of make... No, it's way overrated.
I don't know how anybody could go underrated on that.
No, it that's...
would be scary.
It's all bad.
Man, they're selling Taylor Swift contacts. They're selling...
Yeah, they're selling that.
Phone sex.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I'm sure people will do it.
I would totally do it and record it just so I can share it with all my friends.
I don't know how that would go.
Why?
I don't like this at all. I don't like this idea at all.
I'd like JP to call in and be like, what are you wearing?
Oh, that's right, baby.
Yeah. Move aside.
Lick that frosting.
Yeah. Move aside your merkin.
What kind of ice cream is it?
Yeah.
Chunky monkey or rocky road?
I'm 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is overrated or underrated. Again, guys, if you have any of these, I know I've been a shithead the last couple of weeks because I haven't looked. So I'm hoping that these are piling up so I can have a lot to go through. But you can send them to us now on our Twitter, which is at LOT Sidelines or at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram. Send them to us on there. I do actually look through all of them, including the fucking dick pics with googly eyes.
Send those for sure.
Screenshot. Send to JP.
You can just send them straight to Scotty's phone. 316.
Nope. Stop. I'll fucking kill you.
If you put your Venmo on there.
No.
There you go.
We might be able to compensate you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Venmo, or yeah, no, not that. No, I want, you can send them to us, but if they're dick pics and they don't go directly to JP, I'm going to snap it and send it to them, but then you're blocked forever. So that's how that's going to
work. Depends. I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know if we're blocking them or not.
Oh, this could be really bad, and I don't want any.
Or they're going to be, we can get them a new, one of those badges, super fan badges.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They either get canceled or they get a super fan badge, one of the two.
Please, for the love of God, don't send them to me. Please. Mm. I beg of you. It could be all bad. Somebody does it and they're sent.
Please, for the love of God, just do it.
Don't.
Oh.
Anyways, this is our new segment that we get to move on to that I'm very excited about. This is called Yeah, I'm That Guy or Fuck That Guy. These are going to be particular people.
Why can't it be both?
Maybe it could be, but these are going to be about personalities of certain people that you are either that guy or you fucking hate that guy. And so we're going to start with the very first one. The parent that ridicules his son when he strikes out 3 times at T-ball. Hashtag Jeremy Joseph.
Yeah. I'm that guy. It's fucking T-ball, you fucking moron. If you can't do this, you are fucking, you're done. If you can't do this, there's no fucking hope for anything else. Yeah, 3 times? Jesus Christ, once is too many.
In baseball, we call that a golden sombrero. That's what it's called. 3 strikeouts in a game, you get the golden sombrero.
But T-ball.
But if you strike out 3 times in T-ball.
You deserve whatever you get.
Even though fuck that guy.
No, yeah, I'm that guy.
Even though fuck that guy, it's like, I kind of get it, dog.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
I kind of get it. So I'm in the between of this particular one. How about you, Fred?
Nah, fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Fuck sports.
Fucking T-ball.
I don't give a shit. Fuck T-ball. Fuck his kid. Fuck his kid. He shouldn't even be out there.
Fuck no. He's on the damn bagel.
I think Fred's on the fuck that guy side.
You know, the thing is, like, T-ball back when you're like 4 and 5 years old, that's like a co-ed team. So can you imagine like a dad ripping his daughter a new asshole?
If she can't hit off a tee, yeah, I think he should.
Fine. Fair enough. All right. Next one. The drunk guy at the lake that passes out in odd places.
I know that fucking answer.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah. You seem like that. You'd be that guy. That shit. Yeah.
It's the thing I do, man.
And it's not even like at the picnic table.
No.
Fuck no. He goes and leans up against the truck and passes out.
This is now 9 weeks of non-alcohol, nice. So I'm good. But when I went to the lake, man, and I'm hanging out with Fred on a regular basis,
I'm getting
fucked. Because I know I'm going to be taken care of, because he normally can stay under control for the most part. So I honestly think my brother's just a great guy. He's not going to fuck with me. I get fucked with whenever I do it sometimes. But I do. I pass out in like weird fucking places. I think I passed out on like a tire swing one time. I passed out in the bed of the truck. And I passed out on a dog bed one time. And all I had was my boxers on. That was it.
Yep.
So
we got a picture of that one.
Yeah, we do.
I do.
All right.
So anyways, I'm that guy.
Well, now that I know you're that guy, fuck that guy. Okay, fuck that guy.
Is that a fuck that guy or I want to fuck that guy?
That's a fuck that guy.
Okay. Yeah. Thank God.
So
that hurt. How about you, Fred?
I'm right in the fucking middle. I mean, I can't say fuck that guy because it's you. Yeah. So I'm always stuck in the fucking middle taking care of you. So man, I'm definitely not that guy.
Yeah, Fred's take care of that guy. Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. I'm gonna take care of you. Like, did I find him? Okay, fuck it.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's breathing.
He's breathing. He's alive.
Give this shit.
All right. Next one. The pessimistic guy who brings everyone else down. Hold on. Because you're loud. Everybody has to hear it. So we know. But it is the pessimistic guy who brings everyone else around them down. Fuck that guy.
I'm glad he's doing baseball tonight.
I don't know who we talking about.
Derek.
Are we sure? Geez.
Yeah, we're definitely talking about no.
God damn. I was looking at the definition after this that particular
is Derek.
Example.
Is there a picture of Derek when you Google that?
Magically, I have time to edit today, so guess
there will be
there
now.
There will be yeah, now. Man. Derek's Can you right
just put,
here.
Yeah, just put Derek's face over Fred.
I fucking
just
saw
for that one.
I
fuck that guy.
I saw it, and if you kept on reading the explanation, I didn't want it to be too long, but it even goes on to say, a person who shoots down everybody else's ideas but comes up with absolutely nothing to replace them with. And I was like, this is fucking spot on.
This is horseshit.
So yeah, fuck that guy. How about you, Clayton?
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. And JP?
Clayton.
Yeah, Clayton. Oh, Fred, sorry.
Yeah. Middle name, middle name.
I got two names too. No. I bet that's not all we have in common.
I'm sure.
Right.
No, yeah, I said fuck that guy.
Oh, you did say fuck.
Around. It's like a wheel of cheese.
It's like a wheel of cheese. It's not very, it doesn't come very far out.
No.
We call that a choke. It's
like a wheel of cheese. I love cheese. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Thank God. All right. Next one. The guy that says he's going to be at something but always flakes out.
Yeah.
JP?
Am I that guy?
Sometimes.
I might be that guy.
I'm not well enough.
I say I am that guy. I got to go with I am that guy because I do that shit. Because, man, I'll be real gung-ho for something, and then the time will come to go and actually do it. I'm like, fuck that. I'll just stay home and get high instead. I've got very little motivation. I don't know why.
Okay.
I am that guy.
I'm going to go last. What about you, Fred?
It's so hard. I'm definitely not that guy.
Yeah.
But two of my best friends are.
Yeah.
And fuck, if you know who you are, I'm sorry. You know who you fucking are.
You know who you are.
I'm just like, I can't call them. They'll just fucking make up some bullshit.
Flake out.
Yeah, so I know.
So the reason why I wanted to go last, because I honestly have to point out, Jeremy Joseph, we needed all the comedians to be there in order for Jeremy Joseph to throw out the first pitch, which is happening this Friday at Riverfront Stadium, barring the fucking weather holds up. But I asked you if you were going to be able to go, and you were like, and he planned on going.
Got sick.
And he got
No, I really did. I was sick.
He got.
I was real sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
He spelled high wrong. Yeah. But he didn't make it. How fucking ever. If I call or text JP and say, hey, buddy, so-and-so is not going to be here, or if it's just, hey, man, you want to do the show this week, there is nobody more fucking like rock solid that I can depend on than you. You are the...
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm not,
fuck you too.
Well, I know you have a life. JP doesn't.
Somehow this just turned like a... Did a complete 180.
It was a backhanded compliment. Yeah,
somehow this just took a turn.
Just real quick. Oh. Yeah, so next time...
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Please tell me about your week one more time.
Okay.
Wait, did you get high?
A little.
Yeah.
A little high.
Was it Kush? Yeah. Was it...
Oh, yeah. It was Kush.
No, but I do
get
got...
into the daps.
Oh, the like, best. I only smoke real weed. I'm 45 years old.
Yeah,
so I'm not with all this newfangled dabs vaporized pens.
I won't do none of that shit. Yeah, fentanyl, I'm scared of, like, I'm so terrified of it, so I'm not, yeah. But anyway, I do, honestly, I thank you very much for being very dependable
because
rock solid consistent.
I am that guy to just be like, eh.
Right, exactly.
But I almost did it tonight.
Yeah, but seriously, can you make it this Friday when Jeremy throws out the first pitch?
I can't, man. You know I can't. We've already talked about this, you asshole.
I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah. But no, seriously, if you guys can make it to Jeremy Joseph, I'm hoping the weather. I know it looks kind of shady, but if it goes on, we would love to actually meet a lot of you. And I know there's going to be a lot of comedians that are going to be there that have been on the show and some future guys. So
if anybody's wearing googly eyes, I'll come by after work.
I'm sure he will. But yes, this Thursday. So that's the Friday.
I could fucking make
this Friday night at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita, Kansas. Please, if you are a fan of ours, you are going to want to be there because this is going to be fucking hilarious. I can already see the people who have no clue what's going on going, 1984 Kingman County T-ball defensive player of the year? This is going to be gold. So anyways, be there. Let's see. Last one. The guy who has to ask his significant other if it's okay to hang out with the boys. Boyfriend, dog.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
I am that guy.
Cause I can blame her for getting me out of it.
Right.
Okay. That's a curveballed question, yeah, I guess. Like okay.
Oh, that was a great answer.
Fuck that guy. I like the ability to do whatever I want, whenever I want. And if my wife doesn't like it, she can come with.
I don't know how you are married to her.
we
she is so good.
Every
she
time
is
we
so much better than
so
you.
So much better. She deserves dick pics on her Instagram.
She deserves so much better.
Maybe I send dick pics with googly eyes on them. You never know.
You got a good zoom?
Those are awfully small eyes.
Microscopic.
I'd like to see those Google. But it seems like those wouldn't Google very much.
They're hard to find.
They're just the pupils.
they're hard to find, but you can get them on Amazon,
okay.
Actually.
All right.
But no, fuck those guys. I like, and I really do.
It's called respect.
Huh?
It's called respect.
What the fuck is that?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No.
Find out what it means to me.
Not a goddamn thing. And so no. So okay. Fuck that guy. Yeah. How about you guys?
Well, I am that guy.
You are that guy.
Yeah, for sure. Yep.
You're no fun.
Yeah. It just really sucks. Like my situation.
I don't have a significant other.
Do you want to go out tonight?
Fuck that guy.
some new dude in your life's like, no, yeah. Absolutely not.
Well, he wouldn't.
Fuck you.
He wouldn't say it like that because I like dudes.
Oh, dudes.
Dudes.
Yeah. Got
like
it.
Like Fred.
Bears.
Oh, like Fred.
You can be mine.
Okay. All right. Well, that is the new segment.
Can I add one?
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to save for it for sure. Your next segment, just because this is a home opener.
Okay.
Or fuck that guy.
Okay. No, absolutely. Come on, man.
So the guy at the party that plays the fucking guitar.
I was going to do
fuck
that one.
That
fuck that guy.
Guy
dude.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Fucking Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, man.
Every fucking party I go to, Matthew's over there playing his fucking
always
guitar.
In uh-huh.
Always in the corner. Fucking McConaughey.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And they never know the whole fucking
no,
song.
They just know the chorus.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep.
And it's stupid. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy.
All right.
That was a good addition.
I really like this one a lot. We're going to keep them coming. Again, if you have any suggestions for this one, if you have a real situation, this is one that's going to stick around. I almost guarantee.
I like this one.
If you send it with a dick pic, we will use it.
We will use it on the show.
Please, for the love of God, don't.
Oh, man.
All right. Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas. Send them to us at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram or at LOT Sidelines on Twitter. First one, rejected sex toy names.
My shit.
Okay.
But I'm going with it. Just straight up Drildo.
Okay. That one's already taken.
Yeah.
And so I figured.
It's taken. Taken.
I'm going googly eyes. Dicks. Fuck you then.
Yeah. Put that on there. No, I don't know if it's taken, but it needs to be. And that is the Thunder Dong. Is that a real thing?
I bet it is. It's gotta be.
I mean, I've heard some weird ones. I've heard of Mr. Fister. Have you heard of
Mr. Jesus Christ? Let me tell you that.
He raised his fist in joy.
Let
me tell you something.
The
about
first
that guy.
Time I saw the Mr. Fister, I just came out not that long ago.
Oh, Jesus.
I'd only had that kind of sex once. I was horrified. I was like, there's no way that would ever fit. And now I've got to use two.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So,
I don't know what it's called, but there's a famous picture of two girls in their bathroom taking a picture, like a selfie of themselves, and they forgot that there is what I like to call a sister fister in the back.
Sister fister. It's double-edged fist. Oh, the sister fister.
So I was like,
I think that's a good answer right there, the sister fister.
I like that one, too. How about you, Fred? Oh, I'm sorry. How about you, JP?
I don't think I can beat the sister fister, man. That's fucking tough. Yeah,
that's tough.
Yeah, wow, Scotty with the win for once. I'm going to let you have it. I'm just not even going to answer that one. I'm going to let you have that.
Never fucking happens. God.
It's because Derek's not here to shit on your dreams.
I know, that's true.
Sister Fister. I love it.
Sister Fister. Got
I'm
going to
fucking make one.
Okay. All right. Next one. What's a rejected name for a rectal thermometer? The Tushy Temp Taker.
Triple T.
Yeah, T cubed. How about you, Fred?
Dipstick.
Oh, yeah. I like that one. I like that a lot. How about you?
Thumbkin.
The what?
Thumbkin.
Thumbkin.
Thumbkin?
Yeah.
You just take it with your thumb.
My thumb
can tell you what the temperature is.
That song, Where is Thumbkin?
Not really. No.
No. From kindergarten?
1980s is when I was born.
Oh, God damn it.
Don't even fucking lie.
Can we edit this out? Can we edit this out, man?
I was born.
You were born. You're right. You're right. I think, get me out of here.
I was 11.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. We're going to go back to fuck that guy. Okay. Or I'm that guy. When you're born in the last year of a particular decade and say, I'm a that kid. So I was born.
Fuck that guy.
I was born in 1987. Right.
No. Fuck that guy.
And I call my. No.
He claims he's the 80s.
He's not even close.
I am a 90s kid. I am a 90s kid.
For sure.
My brother-in-law, my wife's brother, was born in 1989 on New Year's Eve.
And he says he's an 80s guy.
Says he's an 80s kid.
Fuck you.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck you. Fuck that guy.
I'm barely an 80s kid.
You just wanted to tell your wife's brother to fuck off.
Kind of.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. It worked out for you.
It's all right. Get a job.
He doesn't listen anymore.
Get a job.
Move out of the house. Anyways, all right. Next one. What's something you did as a kid that you still do today?
I think we're all the same.
Probably.
Masturbate.
Oh, I didn't do that as a kid. I didn't figure it out till late.
What, in your 20s?
Oh, no. No.
I mean. When
teenager.
Yeah, that's a kid, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
We're not talking 3-year-olds.
Right. They only suck on tongues at that age.
Right. At that age, all you can do is suck with
Touche. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I still laugh when I see people get hurt.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and now granted, it has to be the right kind of hurt. You know, no broken bones going the wrong direction, nothing like that. But like face plants, belly flops, and nut shots are my get down.
I think that's the thing.
I think that every came time. From growing up in the 90s.
Yes.
With AFV. Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
AFV.
Watch that every Friday night.
Absolutely. Nut shots were the best. How are you, JP?
I still
sister fisting.
Yeah, still use the sister fister, just like I did when I was a 5-year-old. No, I still eat macaroni and cheese straight out of the pan with the spoon that I used to stir it with, the big ass spoon.
I'll give you that one.
Still to this day, did it when I was a kid. Still do it to this day. When I did it as a kid, it was so I wouldn't have to fucking clean so many dishes. But as an adult, it's so I don't have to clean so many fucking dishes.
That's right.
I feel like this could be. This could legitimately be a draft.
This could be a draft.
It really could be.
Put a star beside that one because it could be.
It really kind of could be, but.
But yeah, that's what I do as a kid and now.
Okay. That's, we haven't decided the draft yet, so we'll figure it out. But anyways, next one.
No, we did. It's worst.
Okay. Maybe.
Whoopee.
next one. What song summons your inner stripper?
Wop.
Yeah.
But so,
Lad.
Wob or Lad.
Lad. Right, yeah. Right. You got to call back to the Lad, man.
Got to call back to the Lad.
Little ass dick.
Little ass dick.
That's right. Good. At least he does some shit that's funny.
Oh, he does a lot of stuff that's funny.
Miss you, Derek.
I just wish he'd do it on the show.
Yeah, that's right. How about you, Fred?
I mean, straight up, pour some sugar on me.
Ooh, okay, man. I like it. I like that it. Sweet.
Yeah, I can remember.
Sticky sweet. Damn. I love that.
College, they'd serve Boone's Farm. You could buy the bottle at the club.
Boone's Farm.
You could buy the bottle at the club.
Straight up. And I was so shit-faced.
Let's give it up for our man Fred with the Boone's Farm.
Last song came on, and I had two bottles of Boone's. One of each hand.
That's Strawberry Hill, baby.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, that's Strawberry Hill.
Oh, man.
God damn it.
Snow Creek Berry. That was my favorite.
Snow Creek Berry. Yeah.
Boone's Farm. That is the
I
most.
I like the apple one. I can't remember which one. That it was
is the
called,
most white trash wine
oh, man.
Of
we used
all
to buy
time.
It by the fucking case.
Oh,
bro.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
You
fucking
did.
Yep. Fucking smash.
People in Texas and Ohio and California are going fucking white trash redneck pieces.
Yep. And then when I got older, it was Cisco. You remember Cisco?
No. That was
they
the,
banned
that was,
it.
That was the rapper with silver hair.
No, this was before him. But
oh, okay.
It was called Cisco. It was a wine.
80s kid.
But dude, they banned it. You can't
oh,
even
did
get
they?
It. It was killing kids.
I remember, was it Dos Locos? I remember those.
This was worse. Four Locos. The Cisco was the Four Locos of my generation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Four Locos killed four crazy kids.
Yeah.
All right. Mine is definitely.
That says a lot.
That does.
Yeah. I have to have a pounder of Bud Light before I do that.
I like that.
Absolutely.
Just the one?
Couple.
And then he slips on that mini skirt.
Heels.
And he goes to
and the googly eyes on the dick. Yeah, you got to have that. All right. Next one. The name for that special drawer in your nightstand.
My no-no box.
Your no-no box? I kind of like that one.
That's
actually
a good one.
That's actually better than mine.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
The dong dungeon.
The dong dungeon.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to need a bigger drawer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Golgoth the Destroyer.
Yeah.
Go back to the
guys, I like that. Golgoth the Destroyer. That's going to be yours. I like. Hey, winner.
That's right.
All right.
The lube lockbox was the other one I got. Okay. All right. And last but not least, if you were to star in a relatable commercial for a new product or service, what would it be? Yeah, it's a tough one.
That's a real tough one. I don't do shit.
You don't?
Fuck no.
Oh, no. You would definitely have one.
I'm a shitty golfer.
I would have. Mine would have to be a weed delivery service.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great product. It needs to come out. Totally inconspicuous.
I think they've got it.
That's not the right word.
Totally inconspicuous.
Totally inconspicuous.
No. What's the word where it's like secure? I don't know. Confidential.
Very similar.
Yeah, not even close.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a van that's decorated like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to drive that around and deliver weed.
Deliver weed through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Call it puffs.
Puffs. Yeah, yeah, that'd be good. Puffs.
Rather than muffs.
Yeah. Muffs. Puffs.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. I think in the future, the technology is going to be good enough to where you can legitimately give a child a pill. And once they have it and it takes about like 15 to 20 minutes to kick in, they can't talk. I would be perfect for that. Nobody wants
to. They have those.
Do they?
They're called roofies. I use them all the time.
Here, I'll bring you some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sweet tart, I promise.
Yeah. Either that or something that like makes little people's legs longer, like straight. Oh,
but just the legs.
Just the fucking legs.
Everything else stays the same.
Everything else stays the same. I got short legs, man. I'm like a little leprechaun. I get around, but yeah, that's yeah.
You just look like a midget on stilts.
That's exactly what I look like. I look like so many people that came up to me for the very first time and met me for the first time. The first thing is like, Jesus Christ, you are short. No fucking shit, I am short. How about you, Fred?
I mean, it's got to be what suits my personality.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking that's Mentos.
Mentos, the fresh maker.
The fresh maker.
Because of how cheesy those commercials
Mentos
are.
Mentos commercials would be fucking fun to make.
I could do that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Those are fucking good. The one where they actually make like the chase scene from Bloodsport.
Yeah, yeah,
and Jean-Claude Van Damme is running through the street, and it turns out to be a Mentos commercial.
After Jeremy should have a pack of Mentos for after he throws the first pitch, he just turns around.
I'm going to ask if there's something along those lines that we can do, but I got pretty goddamn good footage of him, and I can't wait for you guys to see this shit. Okay, well, that is our questions and preguntas for this week. Again, you can send them to us at LOT Sidelines on Twitter or at Laughing on the Sidelines on Instagram. Send them to us. Let us know. No dick pics, please.
Please, all dick pics.
Nope. Only with googly eyes.
Do your job, people. We don't ask that much from you.
We don't get paid for this shit.
Yeah. Right.
But now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single episode. This is our Laughing on the Sidelines draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have this week's Laughing on the Sidelines. Derek hates that, by the way.
I can see why.
Makes sense.
No, we have the Laughing on the Sidelines draft this week. Last week, Derek won. Can you believe that?
I don't know how the guy does it.
Actually, I'm kind of shocked this time because, believe it or not,
I thought I was going to do really well.
Our draft got taken down off of Facebook.
Did it really?
It really did. Apparently.
I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, it was why you could get fired at work. And I think mine was the best pick because I said racial slurs.
Right.
And I think
that's what got us taken
maybe,
down.
I don't know. But Twitter, on the other hand, good going. If you're not following us on Twitter.
They don't give a fuck what you put on Twitter anymore.
All of our shit is eventually going to be moving over to Twitter. So do us a favor and follow us at LOT Sidelines, because that's probably where a majority of our shit's going to go, because they don't give a fuck, and that's why we like them. They understand what comedy is. Right, JP?
That's right.
Okay, so last week, Derek won the draft. I got second by a narrow margin.
You mean I got last again?
You got last again. Shocker!
I never win, man.
Fucking shocker. Mm. And while JP has been here consistently for the last several weeks, and we normally allow the guests to have the first pick, Fred has actually won some of these drafts as a guest.
I have.
Okay.
So.
Well, fantastic. Good job, Fred.
We are actually.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck that guy.
So this particular juncture, I think it only fair that the guy that never has
wins.
Won.
I won once.
You get. Oh, did you?
Yeah, like maybe the first or second time I was ever on, I won.
Congratulations.
But then I wasn't on again for like 3 months or something.
Well, since then we forgot about it. So we're kind of going to give
first?
We're going to give you the handicap this week. You're going to get the first pick. Fred gets the sandwich picks, and because by technicality I win the championship picks. So this week's draft is going to be our least favorite dance moves or dances of all time.
All right.
Let's go back in the Rolodex here. 1980s kid. We're going to start this one off with JP. What is your first pick for the worst dance or dance moves of all time?
The Carlton.
That's a fucking grip. This is why he loses.
This is why I lose.
I hate that one. I can do this one.
I'm sure you can. Yeah, I mean,
I love this one.
It's iconic when he does it, but when some jackass out at the fucking bar is doing it.
That doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I picked it. All right.
I get it.
Just ease up off me, motherfuckers.
I'm just saying. All right. Fred, you get your first pick.
There's so many. What do I start with?
Okay. There's lots of them. There's lots of these.
Let's just start with the sprinkler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see. I don't like that one, but I also kind of like that one. Fuck that guy. I'm going to get my least favorite one from the 90s is going to be the Macarena.
Nah, that's a good one.
That was the dumbest fucking shit. Everybody knew it. That song came on. Everybody in the 90s got so super excited.
Yeah.
And it's like the Hispanic line dance. You know, the cha-cha slide for Hispanics. Let's see. What?
Is that your next pick? Now we know, huh?
All right.
Okay. Very well. I am going to do one from Pauly Shore himself and do the Funky Chicken.
The Funky Chicken.
If you can name that movie from what that's from, I'll give you. Can you know what it is?
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Oh, it's a great fucking movie.
It is a great movie. Oh, can you remember what it is?
I'm pretty damn sure I know what it is.
Okay.
Son-in-law.
Yep.
Very good. Good job. God damn.
Congratulations.
You can't fuck with me and Pauly Shore.
Yeah. I can't stump Fred ever. All right, Fred, you get your next dance move or dance. What do you got?
I mean, I don't know what it's called, but I'm just going to call it the white dad.
Is that like you standing there, in one place?
Kind of just moving kind of your swaying. Fingers.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe you pick your foot up to be funky with it.
Yeah. Should we do like, it's the pointer thingy.
It's the white dad.
The white dad.
Okay. Yeah. We want this to get taken down. So we're going to call this the white dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. JP, you get two back to back, dog.
Square dancing.
Okay.
Just all
square dancing. Wow. All of it.
Dude, chicks dig that, though.
No, they don't. I was a square dancer.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
But you were gay.
Right.
Is that what turned the tide for you?
What do you think happened?
It's like, I'm not getting any pussy with this. Let's go with some dick. All right, and your next pick?
And the Cuban Shuffle.
Cuban Shuffle?
Cuban Shuffle.
Cupid. Okay, so it's like, shit.
I hate that. Every time it comes on, I want to fucking just...
Punch the DJ.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is. I can just think of, is it the Cupid Shuffle?
Yeah.
To the right, to the right. That's what it's called?
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Fucking, and every fucking stupid drunk bitch at the bar is up on the dance floor, and it's fucking annoying.
Thinking she knows the better version of it.
Oh, I hate him. I'm that guy. Yeah.
All right, Fred, next pick.
Let's just take it back to the YMCA.
Damn it. That was the one I was going to hope come back.
That's a little personal for me. That feels like a hate crime. That is a hate crime.
Oh, damn it. That was the one I was going to take because I was for sure that everybody was going to forget about it, but I'm wrong. I'm going to go with, the Running Man.
Okay.
That was a dumb one. And let's see. No, I'm not gonna that one. I'm gonna go with the Trucker. Is that what it's called? This one?
Sure.
Okay.
Call it Jersey Shore.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of Starsky and Hutch. The Big Rig. That's what it's called. It's called the Big Rig. Oh, okay. It's this thing. And then he's like this.
Yeah. So it's called the Big Rig. I'm going to go with that one. Because who the fuck looks good doing that shit?
Starsky.
And Hutch. And Hutch. All right. Fred, you get one.
Just the one again?
You just get one. Yeah, you're in the middle, dog.
This middle draft.
I know. It sucks.
I mean, I got two. I think I'm gonna take the worm.
No,
that's a good one.
No,
the worm, because nobody can fucking do it.
I can do it. I fucking can do the worm.
I want to see that. We're gonna take your word for it.
I'll do it.
I'll take your word for it.
I will definitely do the worm. Totally will. Next live show, I'll do the worm.
You're too short to do the worm. It's like a caterpillar.
Just long enough. Just long enough. It's more like a seesaw.
It's the inchworm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You do the inchworm. I do the inchworm. Yeah. Very good. JP, you get two in a row. It's your last two.
The Roger Rabbit. Do you know that one? You're too young. See, that's why I never win.
It's iconic, though. That's an iconic.
Oh, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing.
I didn't say it was good.
Yeah.
I just said it's iconic.
I mean, it may be iconic, but it still sucks.
I don't know what the Roger Rabbit... I know who Roger Rabbit is,
but... I can't do it. I mean, I can... just look at it. No, it's not like that.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a good shot. It was a good shot.
Yeah. That was a great dance move.
No, I just know Roger Rabbit. I don't know what the dance move is.
And the...
But anyways...
Roger Rabbit and the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Super Bowl.
I had to throw that one in there because Derek's not here.
That's correct. Yeah. Oh, man. For once, he probably won't vote for you.
Well.
Is it the Super Bowl Shuffle or like the Bear Shuffle or something?
It's the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Okay. I'll get
to it. I didn't think I stuttered, but okay. I can say it again if you'd like.
If you really want me to. Really.
Okay. Fred, this is your last pick. What do you got?
There's so many that I want to go with.
Yep.
I don't want to say them, so you don't take them.
I know.
But the worst dance move.
Don't take mine. I was waiting on this.
You were waiting on it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not that one.
Okay.
It's not that one.
Good.
So I've got some honorable mentions.
No, you can't see it.
I know. I already saw it. I'm not going to take it.
No, you have not seen it.
Oh, it's not that one.
No, it's none of those.
Oh, so it might be the one I want to take.
Correct.
So is it the dice shaker?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah.
Thank fucking God.
It's going to be something fucking stupid.
No.
You know it is. No. Scotty's about to say it, so... Of course it's going to be stupid.
Oh, damn it. I just thought of another one.
Yeah, I did too.
Son of a bitch. But it doesn't beat this one. This is the most annoying fucking dance on the face of the planet, and it starts with a fucking word.
No, it's not.
Gundam style. That stupid shit that all the kids were doing.
Gundam style.
Gundam style. Dude. Fuck that shit.
That's a great dance.
That's a great song.
No. Yeah. It's awful. It's fucking amazing. Awful.
I'll just be hanging out in my room smoking pot, and then the next thing I know, I'm up doing the Gangnam style.
Oh, fuck that. It's so stupid. Here's the other one, two I was stuck with. The Fortnite dance. That one, what everybody does, drives me fucking nuts.
Which one's that?
The floss.
No, I like that one, bro.
No, I don't like that one. That was so stupid.
I like that one.
Floss.
The Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake's dope. I'll take that. But the kid that flossed.
I like the floss.
Punch that fucker in the face.
I like the
floss.
Fuck
that guy. And then I think there was... Oh, there's one that I can't pick because when somebody does it and knows what the fuck they're doing is awesome. But if you don't know what you're doing, you look like a fucking idiot. And that is the moonwalk.
You want to talk about iconic, you dumb fuck.
That's why I didn't pick it.
Fuck that guy.
Because
that
I didn't
guy.
Pick it.
Yeah.
I didn't pick it. But if you know what you're doing...
You're giving me shit about the Carlton and then you go with the moonwalk? Fuck you.
If you know what you're doing, it's great. But if you don't, you're an idiot. So that's where I'm at. What were you guys' honorable mentions?
The Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great one.
That's a good one. Everybody line dances to Copperhead Road, and it's all different everywhere, but that's a
just
good one.
Just line dancing
just
in
line
general.
Dancing.
No,
fuck you.
I should have picked line dancing. Yeah. Line dancing's fucking stupid.
Line dancing is the easiest way to get pussy if you know how to do the dance.
From a fat bitch named Lizzo.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Right. No bullshit. No, if you know how to dance a line dance, like watermelon crawl. And
oh, my God. Watermelon crawl. Oh, yeah.
If you know the basic version of Copperhead Road at a country bar.
What's the other 80s
fuck
hit?
Yeah.
Frickin'.
achy breaky heart.
Thank you. Yeah,
that, oh, that had a line dance.
It did have a line dance.
Yeah, the achy breaky.
We used to own the VHS
of
how to do the achy breaky heart.
Nice.
I forgot.
Heel toe dosey do. Come on, baby. Boot scootin'. That was a good one.
Boot scootin' boogie.
Boot scootin' boogie. If you could do those dances, there was always a hot country blonde that was like, he knows how to dance. I'm taking him home tonight. Okay. Every fucking time.
All right. Well, congratulations.
So anyways, yes, guys, you can go to our Twitter, which is at LOT Sidelines, and vote for your favorite list.
How about the robot? How didn't that make the list?
That was on my list.
It was on my list.
Mine too, but I didn't ever say it.
Yeah, it just wasn't as good.
Yeah.
I think it's just, it's not as shitty. Everybody does do it. It probably should have made the list, and we're going to get a whole bunch of people like, fuck did you not pick?
How did this not get there?
It's not our list.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. But anyways, you can go and vote on our Twitter at, which is at LOT Sidelines, and I'll put it also on Facebook. Hopefully this one doesn't get fucking taken down, which is at Laughing on the Sidelines. Vote for your favorite list of the shittiest dances of all time.
Or just vote for me, please. Let me win one.
Carlton was his first pick. That's just negative all the way through. And then Derek's friends are all Super Bowl are Bears fans, so you're just not going to get it.
That's fine, man.
That's true.
I'm used to losing.
But anyways, go and vote. We sincerely do appreciate it. But now we get to get to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation brought to you by the new segment, Fuck That Guy. Any new ones? Is there another one? I got to know one.
Save them for next week.
Okay, fine.
It's a new segment. You can't give them all away.
Yeah, man. Yeah, don't give them everything at once.
Why you gotta
they
be
don't
that
fucking
guy?
Deserve it.
Why do I got to be that guy?
Yeah, don't be that guy.
Yeah, fuck me.
Fuck that guy.
Absolutely. No, this week is brought to you by BattlecornCarePackages.com. Go check them out and, follow them on Twitter and all their socials. We sincerely appreciate them. But yes, this week's Laughing on the Sidelines shitty situation is...
It's a rough one.
It's a rough one. This is a bad situation no matter how you look at it, which I guess is the kind of whole point for this.
Yeah.
But one way or another, your asshole is probably going to hurt. This is, would you rather do Mr. Fister all by yourself or do Sister Fister with another with person?
A friend. Or what used to be a friend.
What used to be.
Yeah. I mean... I'm going Sister Fister all the way.
You got to have video evidence to prove that you did it.
Can I do both? I choose both.
This is the other problem with this whole situation is you're liking all of these.
I'm in.
So
I'll hold you back.
I keep one of each in my no-no box just in case.
Is it this or is it? Okay.
This like, is the power fist.
Yeah, the power fist. None of this.
It's
not politically correct anymore.
No, it's definitely not. It's more like a that. That's what Mr. Fister. It's like that. I've seen it.
Italian.
Mine's
mama. It's a mama mia. Yeah, those Italian guys.
So I'm going with both.
You're going with both.
Yep.
Happily. I'm sure. Lube or no lube for you?
It's easier.
It's just faster. It's less expensive.
Jesus Christ.
You asked.
I know.
I'm silly.
I'm that guy. I'm that fucking guy that
you
sets myself up. No,
out.
I see it. It's just, I'm just that guy. Okay. I am not doing this with another individual at all.
So you're going Mr. Fister.
You're going Mr. all the way, huh?
I am taking some anal ease, and you just have to have a photo that it's there, and I'm
some anal ease. You know what also works? Cocaine.
Does it?
Yeah.
That sounds...
Blow a little on the old hole. You don't feel a thing. Numbs it right up.
That makes a lot more sense. I guess I'll do that. I guess in the really shitty situation I have, I'm doing this by myself. So, that's what I got. How about you, Fred?
There's no way I'm going down alone.
No
way I'm going down
alone. I like that. He's taking someone with you.
Taking somebody with me.
I like that.
So.
Good deal.
Because... I'm not putting it up there by my damn self.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't have
none.
That's
right.
My fucking brother. Leave it. Leave
You're
it
welcome.
To, leave it. To, this is why he's the favorite brother. This is why he's the favorite.
He's fucking cooler than you are.
People.
Yeah, man.
You include everybody.
He's very inclusive.
Make everybody a part of the party.
Come on, you know? Man.
God damn it.
So next up is the family fister. Five arms coming out of that motherfucker.
That's right.
It's the caterpillar.
Oh, God.
The centipede.
Yeah, the centipede. Yeah. Jesus Christ. But guys, do us a favor and come out to watch Jeremy Joseph throw out the first pitch. Now, in the event that the rain does get the best of us and it does make us reschedule, I know the people for the Wichita Wind Surge. They will make it right. I just know if any of you guys are driving down and wanting to see us, because we're all, I mean, other than JP, I believe a majority of us are going to be there.
I got to work,
if,
man.
If you're a fan.
Why are you fucking throwing me under the bus like that?
If you're a JP fan, fuck that guy. He has to work. But
still show up and tell him that you like me the best. That'll really make their day.
We're doing videos all day long. We might as well just make a fan video of all the people that like JP the best.
That's dope. There's going to be a lot of people.
I really hope so, but at least be there for all the people that don't know what the fuck's going on. It's going to be great. But yeah, if you would like to come, just keep your eyes on the weather. We'll know probably a day ahead of time of whether or not it's going to be rained out. So just keep your eyes peeled. But this is going to be a great time and an opportunity for those of you guys who are in the area that do go. You'll get to meet myself and whoever else is going to be there. Jay, I know Jeremy is going to be around for quite a while. Unfortunately, Derek will be upstairs doing his fucking job. But majority of us comedians, hopefully we'll all be able to make it. So tune in for that, and we will see you out there Friday. I believe the gates open at 5 o'clock. So
right on.
First pitch normally happens about 30 minutes before game time, which is 7:05. So be there right around 6:15. But anyways, guys, that is this week's episode. Thank you guys so very much. I really do appreciate JP. And as always, Fred, thank you guys so very much for helping me out. And guys, as we always like to say, do us a favor if you like us and tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
we hope that you have to suck on the Dalai Lama's tongue after he eats a bag of bagel bites.
The whole bag.
If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys.
Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
Until next time.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see y'all later. Take care.